I am so proud of my youngest. The one who had the water slide meltdown a couple of days ago, he faced his fears and rode with us on the Masked Rider, an indoor coaster with swoops, loops, and barrel rolls completely in the dark. When we neared the boarding area, I showed him the chicken exit, the conveniently placed doorway that provides a graceful escape for riders who have lost their nerve. He looked at it, and he looked at it, and he looked at it. And then he said, "Mom, I can do this. I'm going to ride." And he did it. I don't think we'll be able to ungrin him for a week. I was the one who screamed in terror the whole time. It seems I'm a little uneasy about things I can't see coming at me.
Day 5. Dare to Trust. Bible Story. Paul Trusted God. Acts 27. Bible Verse. 2 Timothy 1:7. Life Application. I can trust God to give me the power to face my fears no matter what comes next.
Paul had no idea what was coming at him when he boarded a ship to Rome. He did know that the season for sailing was coming to an end and advised the crew to take shelter during the winter months. He was overruled. Soon the ship was swamped by a storm called a northeaster. Even the seasoned sailors feared for their lives as they reinforced the boat with ropes and tackle. Unable to see the sun, stars, or light at the end of the tunnel, the terrified men quit eating and quit hoping. If Paul was afraid, he didn't let on. He stood on deck and urged the men to take courage. Paul shared the news that an angel had appeared to him with the good news that the crew would survive. God had a plan for Paul to preach in Rome. Paul believed that come high water or horrible weather, God intended to carry out that plan. He declared, "I believe God that it will be just the way it was told to me." Acts 27:25. Paul was a model of confidence to his scared shipmates. How about you? Is your faith unshakable when life is uncertain? Will your confidence in God be catching to the kids at VBS? Before you teach, pause for a moment and compose a list of things you know to be absolutely true about God. Pray that boys and girls will learn to hang tightly to those truths, no matter what rocks their world.